Where would you go about getting a stove? There's a store like in town, you could get one there? Do they keep them there?
Yeah, there's stores, hardware stores that call them handle stoves you can buy. They keep stoves on hand.
Now, these were coal burning stoves or wood burning or?
Way back then, most of them wood burning.
Did most people, you know, like maybe as you later, did most people get stoves later on or? I'm wondering how the transition got made to furnaces, that's all, things like that.
Well, I don't remember.
Way back we're coming up, they used a fireplace to warm the house, to warm by and warm the house. Had a stove to cook on.
Oh, both of them, yeah, I see.
And later they got to having heaters, they called it, instead of fireplaces, you know.
Was that just another stove?
Well, they were built kind of long and not very tall. They had a door at the end. And you'd put your wood in at the end. And every few days you'd have to take the ashes out of it, you know, where you burnt the wood.
Sounds like a lot of work. How much wood did you have to chop? I mean, was that a real job? Was that take a
lot of
time?
It had to be a lot of it to last all winter when the, you know, for the fires and cooking too.
How did you keep it dry?
Well, didn't have shelters for it. It just
throw it in wet.
Stayed that piled up in big piles outdoors. But after they began to have stoves, you know, they'd have to cut the wood different. It had to be a little short pieces and split up in small sizes. Use pine mostly for that, and they'd cut it and let it cure dry a while before it wouldn't burn good in the stove when it's green, fresh cut.
Did they do that with most woods, or just pine?
Well, you could use other woods for stove wood, but it's generally used pine.
Because it'd
burn quicker. It had this rosin in it, you know, that it catch up quicker than
that. Yeah, you were telling me about the pine knots last time. Did people start using coal? I mean, was there a transition there?
Well, gradually.
People always use
coal. They never did use coal out in the country much. In towns, they got to use coal.
Oh, I see.
Had to then. Couldn't hardly get wood, you know.
I guess you'd have to ship coal in. I mean, I guess they don't have coal in Georgia.
Well, there wasn't any coal in. It had to be shipped in.
On a train. Was there a train came through camp?
As far back as I can remember, this train came through camp.
Did they look different? What did they look like? Trains?
Well, I don't know. Hardly how much different they look from trains today.
I just wonder.
Can you tell the difference?
What?
In the way trains look now and when they did back when we first began knowing anything about trains.
Furnace.
The difference in them now and back then.
They're about the same, I reckon. Ain't many people use them now. Most people use gas now.
I was wondering about the churches, you know, what church services were like, the same thing back then. And were they different, like from Baptist to, I don't know, what denominations were there around?
Well, there's Missionary Baptist, Primitive Baptist, Methodist, Christian, or Church of Christ. That's about all different.
Were they very different, or did they just do about the same thing?
Yes.
Did people ever feel funny about people of a different religion, or wasn't that important?
It seemed like it's pretty much the same as it is now about the different ideas. Well, the different, now the Primitive Baptists, you know, they believe that